Welcome to your deep dive. Today's mission is, we're looking at why a highly repetitive physical job, cutting DIN rails for electrical panels, is actually a masterclass in workflow efficiency.
Yeah, it really is. We are analyzing this comprehensive industry guide on rail cutting methods, and it's honestly fascinating.
Right. And why should you care? Because, you know, choosing the exact right tool for a repetitive task prevents these tiny, unnoticeable delays from snowballing into, like, massive time and quality losses.
Oh, absolutely. It's the kind of thing that creeps up on you.
Exactly. Think about how you prep food in the kitchen. Habit might have you chopping vegetables with a really dull knife, completely blind to the wasted minutes and the messy results.
Yeah, you just get used to it.
Right. But then someone hands you a specialized mandolin slicer, and suddenly the job takes 2 seconds.
That is a perfect analogy, because since efficiency is the ultimate goal here, let's explore the two primary mechanisms the guide talks about. I mean, it's not really about professional versus amateur. It's about shearing versus sawing.
Okay, shearing versus sawing. Let's get into it.
So let's break down the guillotine cutter first. The shear. It uses a hardened shear edge and a shaped die, you know, like the standard TS-35 profile, to basically slice the metal in one single downward stroke.
And the why behind that is super crucial, right?
Right. It produces this square, near burr-free edge with zero sparks, zero metal dust, and no heat, which just massively reduces that really tedious deburring time.
Okay, but let's unpack this for a second. If guillotines are so perfectly clean and fast, why isn't it like an automatic choice for absolutely everyone? I mean, what's the catch?
Well, you run into physical and financial reality pretty quick. Bench-mounted shears require a dedicated workspace and a much higher upfront cost.
Which makes sense. You physically can't drag a massive bench tool into, like, a cramped electrical closet.
Exactly. Plus, there are strict material limits. While guillotines chew through standard aluminum and steel just fine, they struggle hard with thick stainless steel or unusual G-rail profiles.
Ah, okay. So because the guillotine isn't the universal fix, we have to look at the saw methods, right? Where your location and versatility sort of dictate the rules.
Yeah, if you're stuck in that cramped closet, you're forced to compromise. You have to look at saws.
And here's where it gets really interesting to me. Using a manual hacksaw isn't just cheaping out. It's actually the ultimate field survival tool because it prioritizes pure portability over speed.
100%. A field electrician will happily sacrifice, like, 3 minutes of manual sawing because a hacksaw doesn't require a wall outlet. But, and this is key, the mechanics matter.
Right, you can't just grab any saw blade.
No, you really can't. The sources specify using a 24 to 32 teeth per inch bimetal blade for thin steel. It's slow, maybe 1 to 3 minutes per cut, but if you don't use that high tooth count, the blade just violently snags.
And you still absolutely need a vise or a miter guide for it.
Oh, yeah. Without that physical support, the cut wanders and leaves you with a jagged mess anyway.
Okay, but what about a scenario where a shop is cutting just massive volumes of different materials because a manual hacksaw isn't going to cut it literally?
Nice one. But yeah, that's where you upgrade to a cold saw. It's a low RPM, high torque workshop tool that floods the cut with liquid coolant. It handles the heavy mixed material workloads that would completely destroy a standard blade.
Got it. Now, the sources also mention the angle grinder, but they throw a massive red flag on it.
Oh, it is strictly a last resort. From an OSHA perspective, the safety risks are just insanely high.
Because of the flying sparks and all that.
Flying sparks, intense heat, and, you know, terrible edge finishes that require heavy filing later. It's completely unsuited for routine daily assembly.
So what does this all mean for you listening? Well, the bottom line is the best method depends entirely on your daily volume and your location.
Right. Daily shop work demands a guillotine. Field jobs favor the portable hacksaw, and heavy mix volumes, well, they need a cold saw.
Exactly. It really makes you evaluate your own daily workflows. I mean, are you relying on an inefficient hacksaw habit in your own life when a specialized tool could save you hours?
It's a great question. And, you know, it begs an interesting thought about the future of the industry, too.
Oh, like what?
Well, as manufacturing becomes increasingly automated, you have to wonder, will the raw, electricity-free, mechanical perfection of a manual guillotine stroke eventually be replaced by robotics? Or is the simple, satisfying physics of it just impossible to beat?